Because of the urgency I sense to help reach people outside the faith and outside the church, though, I'm willing to embrace that risk. This book is going to offend you. In one moment, you will feel affirmed because what I have to share will align with your preferences and your ministry approach. Keep reading. Your turn will come. If you don't get to the point where you slam this book shut and lay it aside for a time, then I haven't done my job. My goal is to challenge your notions of what church is supposed to be. I want you to think about the people who need Jesus in their lives. What are you willing to do to reach lost people? Let's wrestle with what God has designed the church to be. If we engage that journey, my hope is we'll also discover how to get the church unstuck. Tony Morgan, lead strategist, The Unstuck Group. Introduction. The Life Cycle of Churches. The Unstuck Group has served hundreds of churches and church leaders over the last 5 years through coaching and consulting engagements. As you might imagine, churches come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. There are various denominations that shape distinct doctrines. There are megachurches and smaller churches, new churches and churches that have been around for decades, urban, suburban, and rural churches, churches from a variety of cultures reflecting the diversity of the communities they're trying to reach, single-location churches and multi-site churches. That's just the beginning of the variety we've encountered. Every church is certainly unique. Yet, regardless of their uniqueness, every church has the potential to go through a very similar life cycle. The life cycle of an organization is usually represented by a bell curve. Low on the left side, rising to high in the middle, and diminishing to low on the right side. The curve represents how, over time, organizations start, grow, thrive, decline, and eventually end. The horizontal axis represents time. The vertical axis is an indication of success or impact. In the case of business, that impact might be measured in profit or stock value. This is a picture of the journey from birth to death. People experience this journey, and so do organizations, including churches. In fact, those are the exact terms Aubrey Malfers uses to describe this journey. Malfers first introduced me to this concept through his book, Advanced Strategic Planning, A New Model for Church and Ministry Leaders. This is one of the Bibles for those of us who help churches through consulting and coaching. Malfers challenges churches to determine where they are on the life cycle curve. In the most recent edition of his book, Malfers explained it in this way. Like people, churches have a life cycle. In general, a church is born, and over time it grows. Eventually, it reaches a plateau, and if nothing is done to move it off that plateau, it begins to decline. If nothing interrupts the decline, it will die. The reality is that organizations, including churches, can get stuck in any season of the life cycle. That's why it's important to determine what season the organization is in. Then we can intentionally interrupt it. The necessary interruption will look different based on where the church is on its life cycle. Without the interruption, though, the church will remain stuck and the natural pull will be toward decline and death. Without interruption, death is inevitable. Because of that, I pray God reveals the interruption your church needs to experience its full potential. The concept of evaluating churches to determine where they are in their life cycle is also included in the strategic planning process developed by Tom Patterson and is known as StratOp. Several years ago, I was trained as a facilitator in this process through the Patterson Center. At the Unstuck Group, we use StratOp as a foundational component to help churches get unstuck. StratOp helps organizations clarify where they are through a prospective phase and then develop a strategy that turns planning into action. Part of the StratOp prospective process includes completing a life cycle analysis. StratOp uses the same bell curve but encourages organizations to determine whether the components of their strategy are accelerating, booming, decelerating, or tanking. Again, the challenge is to determine where they are now. With that information, an organization can begin to put together a plan of action to determine how